Create Your Own Life, Episode 7. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/createyourownlife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. This episode's also brought to you by HostGator. I've built a lot of websites over the years, and I've really only ever used one hosting platform, that being HostGator. They include not only hosting, but they also include email service, so many other different options you can plug into it, and I believe I pay less than $4 a month, which is awesome. So if you want to check out HostGator 2, which I do earn a small commission if you get it through me, head over to the blog at jeremyryanslate.com, over to the resources tab, and click on the HostGator link. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 7 of the Create Your Own Life podcast. I have really been so excited about the launch of this podcast just 8 days ago, and we are almost up to 600 downloads of the show. Really, really exciting, guys. I really appreciate you supporting me. Really appreciate everything everyone's been doing. This has really been a dream of mine to really launch a successful podcast. People that have been following me for a while understand that I have done a podcast before and it wasn't as successful because I really didn't know 100% what I was doing, didn't really know what type of content you guys wanted, and now I'm really able to offer that. So I'm really excited moving forward to be able to offer that content for you. Have a couple of great guests coming up for you next week. We have Monica Guzman, who is an executive coach. We have Zach Obrant, who is a business partner with Tucker Max in a book business called Book in a Box. Also, we are going to be expanding the show. Typically, the show was running on Wednesdays and Fridays, with Wednesdays being an interview and Fridays being a free-for-all Friday, which today is. And that was whatever is on my mind at the time, which we will get to in a few minutes. But Mondays are also going to be an additional interview episode. I also want to excuse if you guys hear any sound in the background. I actually have a Border Collie Corgi that my wife and I rescued in May, and she just turned a year old a few months ago. Her name is Venus. And she's actually running around in the background. So if you hear any noise, any jingling, that's actually my Border Collie Corgi. So she looks like a just kind of a miniature Border Collie. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for supporting the show. I really, really appreciate it. You're really helping me to accomplish a dream of reaching higher level people, learning how they've done things, learning how they've created the success they've created for themselves, and helping to kind of feed that to you guys to really help inspire you and help you really create your own life. Today we're going to talk about something that may not interest everyone listening to the show, but is something that's always interested me. And if you're somebody that's trying to create your own life, you need to have a full handle of your body. And today we're going to talk about the Minimalist's Guide to Fitness and Health. I tend to find myself being someone that is a minimalist, meaning I do the least amount of what I need to do in order to achieve a goal in terms of fitness. So for example, I've learned in the gym I can get everything done that I need done in a half an hour. And that's pretty good for me. I'm pretty happy with that, pretty good. And I've achieved really great results that way. My average workout is about 27 minutes. People see the physical shape that I'm in, and they kind of think that I spend hours in the gym. I'm in good physical shape, and that's not really to toot my own horn, but I do put a lot of work and a lot of effort in on that, and it does show, but I don't spend nearly as long as people think I do. So if you're someone that's creating your own life, your body needs to be in shape in order for you to be able to create success for yourself, to create a future for yourself. So we're going to get into that today. And I'm really, really excited to offer this Minimalist's Guide to Health and Fitness to you guys today to help you create your own life. So I'm going to give you five tips that are really going to help you build the fitness plan that you want to build with this minimalist approach. So without further ado, let's get into those five tips. The first thing we're going to discuss today is carbohydrates.
Were we meant to eat carbs? No, we were not. So I want you to think about where your carbs coming from, and if you're eating them, how to minimize what they're doing. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit in a few minutes about something called carb cycling and how that can make your life a lot easier. But if you're going to eat the carbs, you're going to need to understand something called the glycemic index. So what is that? What happens is basically there's a certain way that carbohydrates influence your blood sugar. And what the glycemic index does is tells you what those insulin spikes look like. So you want to stay away from anything that is high. There's actually a great glycemic index planner out there from the Harvard University website. So go over to Google and hit Harvard University glycemic index and you'll find that right there. So you want to stay in the low, medium to low range. That's if you're going to eat the carbs. But I'm going to tell you the way I do things, we don't really do that. I used to, a few years ago, be more into powerlifting and more into some other types of fitness. And because of that, I was eating a lot. I was eating large quantities of carbohydrates. And I was also over 200 pounds. But now I am back down to about 165. And I'm worrying about staying leaner. My body fat is about 7.5%. So I'm trying to stay really lean. So the first thing I want you to worry about is the carbohydrates and how they're affecting your body. Now, remember, carbohydrates, they're breads. There are different types of flour. You're hearing a lot in the news about gluten. Our wheat has changed from 100 years ago. It has double the amount of gluten that it had 100 years ago. So your body just can't process that. It doesn't work. Fructose. Fruit is great, but if you want to stay lean, keep yourself either the one piece a day, which I don't even do, or, you know, one piece on that one day a week where you're going to eat what you want. And that's what I'm going to get to in a few minutes. Fructose can spike your insulin level, and that's actually going to cause you to gain weight. So working out. This is the second thing I'm going to go over with you. Now, more is not necessarily better. You're going to find out from me that actually I keep my workouts now for between 20 to 30 minutes. I used to spend, you know, 2 hours in the gym. And the thing is as your body grows, first of all, I'm working with a principal from a gentleman named Arthur Jones, which is the guy that actually developed the original workout machines made by Nautilus. And he kind of looked at this and came up with something called the high intensity training, or HIIT, high intensity interval training. So he looked at that and he said, how fast do you need to work out? How much do you need to work out? And he found that initially that he was having people work out 3 days a week, stepping it down to two. And these workouts were between 20 and 30 minutes. And these aren't really fast paced workouts. They're just a lower volume. So, you know, you're working out 2 to 3 times a week. Let me give you an example of like what I do. So let's say I'm doing a chest workout on a Monday. I'm going to pick two exercises, flat dumbbell, incline dumbbell. Do two sets of each of those, six to eight reps. That's it. Then I'm going to go and do two sets of abs, which there's probably two ab exercises that you are most likely not doing, that you can be doing, which I'll go into in a later YouTube video. One is called a vacuum and one is ab overflexion, and you'll see how that actually works. So Arthur Jones looked at this and he said, you know, people are doing too much. So let's go back into that chest workout. So I'm doing those two sets of chest exercises, two sets of abs, and then I go and grab a kettlebell, 50 to 70 pounds. I want something heavier. And you're also going to watch your form. Your arms should really be doing nothing. It should be from a total hip thrust forward with a leg thrust. And you're doing 30 to 50 reps. Right now, I'm in a range of 30 to 40. And then I'm done. I'm getting out of there. I don't see a need to do cardio because if I'm taking care of the dietary portion of what I'm doing, I'm not really concerned as much about the cardio because your heart is getting the workout it needs with what you're doing in the gym. And if you're not loading yourself down with all the things that you don't need all week, you're not going to be in trouble. So let's get into something about the cheat day and your thyroid. Your thyroid is actually something that people really neglect, but that's actually helping you to regulate a lot of hormones and things like that, which are going to affect your weight loss. So I talked a little bit about carb cycling before. So in this third thing I'm giving you, I've actually read a book called The 4-Hour Body by a gentleman named Tim Ferriss. I am a huge fan of his. Check out his podcast, The Tim Ferriss Show, his web show, The Tim Ferriss Experiment. And he does a lot of body experimentation, and that's something I actually like to do myself. And you'll see a lot of the stuff that I get, I actually get from Tim's stuff, and he's a really, really interesting guy. So carb cycling made easy. I'm going to tell you specifically what I do. Get up in the morning, and I have 3 whole eggs scrambled with some peppers and onions, some sort of vegetable. Sauerkraut is great because it gives your stomach the extra bacteria that it needs in order to digest. And I also have with that something called Bulletproof Coffee, which I got from a gentleman named Dave Asprey. So what Bulletproof Coffee is it's 8 ounces of coffee made with espresso, first of all, in a French press with a tablespoon of coconut oil, tablespoon of butter, and some Saigon cinnamon thrown in that. I actually got the cinnamon from Tim Ferriss that helps speed up your metabolism. You mix it all together in a blender specifically. Otherwise, you're going to have floating butter. And let me tell you, that is disgusting. But when you mix it all together in a blender, it's like a nice latte. And that's my breakfast. And since it has all that fat in it, A, it's good for my brain. And B, I'm not going to be hungry for a long time. So around 1 o'clock or so, I'll have lunch.
If you're interested in hearing more about Bulletproof Coffee, head over to the blog, check out the resources tab, and click on the Bulletproof Coffee link. So as for that lunch,
that's approximately 2 pieces of lean pork or a nice piece of lean beef, 2 lean chicken breasts, and lots of beans. I actually forgot to mention that I have beans with my breakfast. Every meal you're having some type of legumes with it. Those are black beans. Those are pink beans. Those are lentils. Something nice and easy. We try to stay away from anything white, anything starchy. And those beans are going to help keep you regular. The first week or two, you may have some stomach issues with gas and things like that. I didn't. Other people have seen it, but it goes away within a week or two. So anyway, that lunch meal, I'm having probably a cup to a cup and a half of beans. You can do quite a bit on it, you know, sometimes closer to 2 cups. And vegetables as much as you want, because let's think about it. Vegetables are great. They're easy. Now, midway through the afternoon, I'm going to get hungry, and I have 2 tablespoons of peanut butter. It's a good fat. Keeps you full a little bit longer. Dinner, I'm going to do pretty much the same thing I did at lunch. Later in the day, I'll have another 2 teaspoons of peanut butter. And think about this. These portions I'm having at these meals really are big enough, so I'm not really all that hungry. I'm feeling pretty good. And that's really what 6 days a week looks like for me, including drinking up to 150 ounces of water. You need to drink a lot of water to keep things moving through your system properly, which most people don't do. And that's something to really think about. Now, that 7th day is something I like to call heaven. It's amazing. The 7th day is where you're making your thyroid work differently. And this is where carb cycling actually works. This helps. This is 100% necessary to that 6 days of being really good, and that's the cheat day. That's right, I didn't say cheat meal, I said cheat day. Have whatever you want. Doesn't matter. Whatever you want. For breakfast, I've had Taylor ham, egg, and cheese. Yesterday, I went a little over the top. I had a couple bacon cheeseburgers. I had cottage cheese. I had ice cream. You have anything you want on that cheat day. Remember, the next day, you have to go back to that easy, what's called slow carb eating, and go on from there. And this is actually going to help you burn more body fat. So the right fats, we really went into that and previously what I was doing, talking about Bulletproof Coffee. But the 4th thing I'm going to give you here is the right type of fats. So we mentioned coconut oil and butter. Now, this isn't just any butter. I'm going to mention that right now. It's grass-fed organic butter. And that's really important. Because if you look at your butter, which comes from cows, it's a milk byproduct. Cows that are fed corn, which is what most cows are fed, versus cows that are fed on grass. You know, the butter that they give you is way different because the butter is richer in something called CLA. And that's actually a fat that helps you burn other fat. And that's why it's an amazing thing. So if you're going to do the butter, it has to be grass-fed organic, especially salt-free too, because it's just not good for your blood pressure. Now that coconut oil, why is coconut oil good? It has something called MCT, or medium chain triglycerides. Great for your brain, great for your brain function. I guarantee you, starting your day with coffee like this, or if you really want to amp it up a bit, check out a product that Dave Asprey makes from coconut oil with a higher level of MCT in it called Brain Octane. You can check it out on bulletproofexec.com. But I find this to just be easier. I go to Costco and pick up a big tub of organic coconut oil and do it that way. You're going to find your brain function is a lot better. You're going to reduce the risk of heart disease. You're getting that natural CLA, natural omega-3. Omega-3 is also great for your brain, great for your heart. And like I said, I tend to throw a tablespoon of cinnamon in it. And that's not something Dave Asprey recommends, but I do recommend it because it helps your body to speed up your calorie burn. It's really going to help you. The fifth thing I'm going to give you is something I guarantee you I am the only person crazy enough to do, and that's taking a cold shower. Cold showers are really, really, really beneficial for your body. This is something else I got from The 4-Hour Body, which is a great book. Go out there and pick it up. Kindle edition's like 11 bucks. Going to change your life. So heat's really been shown to speed up your calorie burn, and we had a great experiment. A few years ago, there was Michael Phelps was talking about, I ate 12,000 calories a day when swimming. And people are like, oh my gosh, how does he do that? And there was a picture in Sports Illustrated with him with all these bowls of pasta stacked all the way up. People are like, how does he do that? Well, he must burn so many calories swimming. Yeah, but even if you look at the amount of calories that he's burning swimming in that pool a day, it's not as much as he's taking in. He's taking in about four times as much as he's burning. Why? Something's changing it. And they actually looked at this and they found out that the heat of the pool water actually sped up his metabolism. And he's in the pool for about 4 hours a day. Now, let me tell you right now, I don't want to be in a pool for 4 hours a day. A, I don't have that time, and B, it just sounds boring. So a NASA scientist actually looked at this, and this is something Ferris mentions in his book, and he said, if he is great, is cold better? And he experimented with cold exposure and found out that it was a lot better, 60 to 80% better. So he found out that cold exposure of 10 to 20 minutes actually helped you burn more calories. So he took his dog for runs out in the cold weather, you know, wearing just shorts. Eventually moved to cold shower, cold baths. And this is something that Tim Ferriss then took and experimented with and did ice baths. And you'll see a lot of professional athletes do this in order to reduce their inflammation. They're usually anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes. 20 minutes is pretty much optimum, but it's kind of painful. You know, that ice bath can be a very painful thing. You know, it's reducing your circulation, a lot of things while you're in that water. You know, these are things that change afterwards. But when looking at that, Ferriss then looked at ice baths versus cold showers. And he found out that 10 minutes a day of a cold shower will give you 60% of the benefits of that ice bath. Now, use the warm water to soap yourself up, put the timer on for 10 minutes, and jump in the shower. After you clean yourself off, turn it to cold, and let that cold water focus in the back of your neck and your shoulders. And that's because there's two types of fats in your body. You know, the first is something called brown fat, and there's also white fat. White fat's the bad stuff we don't want. Brown fat is actually a type of fat that burns other fat, and it's a great thing. And the best part about it is it's stored in the back of your shoulders and your neck. So that's why focusing that cold water on it actually activates the brown fat, helps it to burn the white fat. So that's a big benefit you're getting there. Now, what are other things you're going to get from this? Increased ability to combat disease, reduced inflammation, and accelerated fat loss. And that's what we're really looking to do here. So that's it for today with five tips that I'm giving you in order to easily change your body for the minimum amount of effort that you're looking for.
So if that's really what you're looking for, which if you're like me and you're a minimalist, you're really trying to find the least amount of effort you can get in putting into something in order to get the optimal results in order to really produce a defined change. And that's really something we have going on with our fitness here. So guys, I want to thank everyone that's been downloading the show, been subscribing to the show, been sharing it, been writing reviews. I really, really appreciate it. Like I have said previously, you guys are really helping me to achieve a dream that I've wanted, and that's really to help reach all of you guys and really help affect a change in your life and affect you reaching your goals, because that's really what I really want to do is help you reach those goals. Be sure to head over to the website at jeremyryanslate.com. Subscribe to the mailing list so that you never miss a new podcast episode. And coming up on Monday, since we are adding a Monday episode, will be our interview with Monica Guzman. Wednesday, we will be posting our interview with Zach Obrant, Tucker Max's business partner in the Book in a Box business. So I'm really excited to get into that with him, and we'll be posting that on Wednesday and our following Free for All Friday. So guys, have an awesome day. I really wish you the best week and the best weekend coming up, and go out there and make it happen, and I'll talk to you on Monday.